Playing more and more of these back-to-backs now. Yep. You did it with Dallas, did it here. What's the second game like?
I love the back-to-back with the same team, especially if you can get it in the division for rivalries. It's, you know, you move to more adjustment video, keep it shorter, the guys get into a better rhythm. I think it's really good for the game. We like them. From coaching point of view, you like them because you feel like you get to spend some time trying to fix your game. So it's a better challenge.
Is there some carryover from game to game that maybe you need to reel
there, in there,
a
there bit? Can be. Didn't get a whole lot of a sense of it in that. I don't think you see it as much Eastern Western Conference. You also wouldn't see a lot of back-to-backs in that situation just because of the travel schedule. We like to do it.
Give us an update at all on Chris Thorburn that didn't skate today.
Oh, what do we do with that?
Family.
Is it out there?
Yeah, no.
Oh, you said family?
Family day.
Okay. Family day? Yeah. And it's positive.
Stewart back in tonight?
No. Potential for tomorrow. Possible for tomorrow.
Got a bit of a different look to the lines out there today. Yeah. What do you like about what you're doing there?
Well, we started with a young group. We got six veterans out tonight, so we've got a young lineup. The pieces will probably move around a little bit on the road, so a little different way of running your bench. And I've liked what Nick Ehlers has done in his last four or five games. And I like his, he's back skating and jumping on the puck, so I'm comfortable there. Lowry and Armia statistically have generated the most five-on-five opportunities. So Patty goes into that hole. Kyle Connor's another player that I think in his last three or four, he's made a real good adjustment to the NHL. He's on the puck. You're starting to see more and more happen with him. Put Brandon there with him. So Maddie's got lots of speed on either side. Andrew Kopp's been spectacular in the American League on the faceoffs, and he's a real good low man, take the pressure off Alex to do that. But they should. One of the things that we liked about Marco's training camp, Marco Dano, was that he got on the pucks and held on to him. He's a heavy little guy down there in the corner, and he can hang on to pucks. So we'll start there. And as with, you know, with guys you haven't seen play a lot of hockey, there's lots of room to move people around.
Nice to be able to bring in two guys who have some NHL experience here.
And an experience in your room, so they walk in, they get a good cheer, and they're excited, right? They're wired on the ice this morning.
There's not a lot of teams that have put close to 50 shots up against Washington lately. Yep. How did your club do it, and how do you do it again here tonight?
Well, we know with the way that they defend that you're not going to get a lot of seam plays on them. So we didn't spend a whole lot of time slowing our game down to look for them. And we skated well in that game. We were on the puck well. It's going to look a little different in here tonight. They are really strong at home. We got a real good home building in here, and they'll have some energy and some zone time on us. So I'm not sure you can expect if the NHL is getting... They're getting 25 shots against everybody else, that you'll see another 45 shotter tonight. But the mindset will change, it won't change, and we'll be direct with the puck.